A couple in Hilo have filed a temporary restraining order against Hollywood actor Ezra Miller after Miller allegedly
Ezra Miller is
into
under
their
fire
bedroom.
For appearing to allegedly
More
choke a woman in an
emerging
out-fired video.
Charges just
and
Ezra
the
Miller
is trouble star for the Big Flash Miller. Actor Ezra Miller.
Flash.
We live in hell.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to
a very unenthusiastic episode.
Welcome to a mandatory episode of every DC movie ever. An episode that, if we had not established a precedent long ago that we would talk about newer movies, this would not be happening.
Yeah. When the movie finished, we both looked at each other and we're both like, we could just like do this tomorrow. Like, we don't have to do this tonight, but you know.
Yeah, I've just been saying I'm so tired, and not like in a
Sleepy way, in like an emotional, like,
I'm exhausted
core way.
I just cannot believe the nightmare that I witnessed in front of me tonight.
Okay, the thing is, it should be very clear already. We're like less than a minute in. We don't like this movie.
Oh, also, I'm your host, Gabe Thomas. With me, as always, is Chris Francisco Collins.
Oh, yeah.
He probably
deduced
that. Oops. But...
So many people like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's... Okay, so...
Good for them, Franny.
Well, Gabe was gone. I was doing some research because I'm confused about what Blue Beetle even is, despite the fact that they've shown me a trailer every single time I've gone to see a movie.
It's a good trailer, though, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see it. I wouldn't see it if we weren't doing the show.
Well, maybe you just won't see it anyway, Franny. Maybe.
we'll see. But I was also looking at what people think about The Flash, and people think that this is a fun movie.
The people next to us seem to think it was a fun movie.
Yeah, because they clapped every time a cameo was on screen.
Yeah, the lady next to me, she had like her hands on her head for so much of the Michael Keaton stuff. They were freaking out. And
every
you know
time
what?
Michael Keaton did or said anything, the people next to us would clap and cheer. And it's like, I'm glad that they're having fun.
I wish that was me.
That was us maybe a couple years ago.
That was us when Spider-Man came out.
That was us
since.
In Spider-Man and Infinity War, and that's it. We've never been that excited about a movie
and
since.
And Across the Spider-Verse when Lego Spider-Man showed up.
Shout out to my homie Lego Spider-Man.
He's one of our best. Yeah, this is also a bummer because I know you're not super keen on Guardians 3, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that and Spider-Verse so close together was like, oh.
Yeah, Spider-Verse was literally 2 weeks ago, and then we get this, and I'm like.
It was an exciting new era for about 2 minutes.
I want to go see Spider-Verse again.
Yeah, and honestly, tomorrow I might. I might have to get this out of my
system.
Yeah,
just refresh. Like, where do we even start with this? Like,
Let's start at the start, Franny. Let's start with the opening action sequence. I didn't mind some of it. I think if it was 5 years ago, seeing Batman and the Flash and Wonder Woman together, oh, full spoilers, by the way, would be very exciting. Like a fun Justice League adventure.
Yeah, but like after everything we've seen of them, I'm just like, oh, these poor actors still getting pulled into this shit.
Ben does not want to be there.
Nope.
Of course. Gal, maybe that would have been surprising if we didn't do that scene the last movie
almost
that came
identically.
Out.
Identically.
Yeah, because she's great, but just Sar,
yep.
Not really much
same,
of a surprise.
Same audio cue, every single, like, it has to be, like, a meme at this point.
It should be.
Because every time she shows up, they play the exact same clip of her song, and they cut it off in the same spot every time.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it doesn't even, like, fade out, it's just abrupt. Like, it's just gone.
And Alfred's there, and Jeremy Irons' Alfred is there, and, like, you see the back of Superman's head, because he's like,
yeah,
Superman's busy.
You see legally,
distinct.
Legally distinct, CG Superman.
No.
Actually,
probably...
no, we do see Henry Cavill once as a terrible PS2 CG model.
Franny, do we want to just get this out of the way?
I actually saw, remember who it was, somebody mentioned it that worked on the movie. They said that was intentional, and I don't believe them for a second.
No,
There's no fucking way it was intentionally that disgusting looking.
Yeah, The Flash contains the worst CGI people.
Since the Polar Express.
Since the Polar Express. Since
the first motion captured movie ever.
I wish I was joking, but it is Scorpion King level.
It's so bad. And they do it of everybody. We get terrible Ezra Miller.
Living and dead, as we will talk about.
Yeah. Like, we get terrible Ezra Miller.
Terrible
we
Henry
get
Cavill.
Very terrible Henry Cavill, and that's the only time we see him.
And every side character, too. Like, the barista at the start of the movie is
yeah.
Because it's rippling through time.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Their time rippling
so
effect.
Many low-poly CG babies.
Yes, Renesmee
so many,
is
so
in
many
this
Renesmees
movie.
So many Renesmees everywhere. So many babies in microwaves.
Okay, this is that's the first sign that something is off, right? Because it starts out. It feels like normal. It feels like that scene in the Snyder Cut where he's with the dogs at the job interview. It's just normal Flash shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked.
I was actually like, okay, this isn't a bad start. I hate the run every time I see it.
You didn't like when he was zipping through everything?
No, that was the actual.
That was awesome. I thought
the scene itself
was
fine.
Part of the movie.
the goofy ass run that he does, I hate it.
He doesn't know how to run.
That's not because like.
And he's two characters in this, as we'll get to.
Yeah. The thing that I don't get is, like, at some point in the movie, instead of him just going straight to, like, full speed, they, like, build it up. So he knows how to run, and then he starts trying to go, like, super speed, and then just starts flailing. And I'm confused. Because no runner has ever run like that in history. I would know. Like,
you think somebody
that's
would
not
teach,
proper running
true.
Form at all.
You'd think somebody in real life would teach the actor
yeah,
Ezra Miller.
You'd think they wouldn't look like they're trying to fucking throw Tron discs while they're running or something. Like, I don't know. And he's been doing it in, like, every movie.
Mm.
Like, whose idea was that run? Because
that
I hate it.
It's probably theirs.
It ruins every single scene for me when he does it. Because I'm like, that running scene was cool. But he's doing the stupid run, and I hate it, and it ruined it.
Can we just, well, this will be brief, but can we just get out of the way right now and just acknowledge up front that, yes, Ezra Miller is a terrible criminal and a buffoon
oh.
ruining jobs
no,
and lives.
No, but this movie's going to make you forget. He's so good in this movie that you're going to forget.
I didn't forget. I didn't even forget when he built a pillow fort around the other version
it
of himself.
It was so hard for you to forget that every time Ezra Miller would say anything, you would turn to me and say, I don't even have a joke for that one.
Because they
there were so many right in the beginning.
They set it up. Because they set it up. There's jokes about he's asking how old people are. He's
he
like,
doesn't know what sex is.
He doesn't know what sex is. He's about to assault himself or themselves. I don't know what their pronouns are either. Because I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they did have that.
Because I thought they were non-binary, but I think they've walked it back.
Have they?
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what's
so
going on.
I'm
I
just
mean,
using
they're the... in such a weird spot, they weren't even allowed at their own movie premiere. They were like, you're doing photo ops and you're leaving.
I'm just using the pejoratives. I'm going to try and stick to their wishes, but I just cannot believe.
As far as I was aware, they were like non-binary, I think, from what I remember. So I'm just going to stick
no.
to gender neutral terms.
Same here.
I don't know what
I'm just
they identify
trying to
as,
like
but...
walk the line cuz they don't deserve any respect, but obviously everyone deserves respect in that arena.
Yeah, well,
no matter how much of a dick they are.
We'll keep it as neutral as possible.
I am just not worth it, by the way. And this is the
oh yeah, not worth the 10 years that this movie was in production or whatever.
We won't go too hard on this because that was like half of our Black Adam discussion. It's like, oh, you held on to this forever. But this is the second time they've done it, and both of these movies are ass.
Yeah, because that's what happens when you let it cook for too long.
Yeah, there's
is it just
too many
turns
cooks
into
in the
black mush.
No, there's no voice to this, but it's so weird sometimes. The sense of humor is so off. And this is technically Andy Muschietti's movie, the director of the It movies.
Oh.
And It Chapter 2 has that same weird sense of humor sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the whole time, but
with the kids,
I definitely get
the kids
like what
stuff,
you mean.
Yeah,
yeah,
where it's like, I always think about that moment where with Eddie Munson's mom and the guy vomits into her mouth and then like Angel of the Morning starts playing or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just like
what is happening?
That is how the comedy feels in this.
Yeah.
And somehow like the Ezra whole Miller thing. Is less annoying in this movie, even though they're supposed to be playing an annoying character, than they were in Justice League, I felt
yeah,
like.
Yeah, there's like, because there's like, quote unquote, R Flash, and then there's like a weird younger Flash who's supposed to be like 18. More annoying.
I'm glad they didn't de-age them, by the way. Like, just leave it.
I know.
That would have been a nightmare.
That
effect looked good. I didn't think any of the effects really looked bad other than the people, which is the worst thing I've ever seen. It looked like Quidditch. But other than that, I thought everything was fine.
I feel like it was hit or miss.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, sometimes it would look okay.
It
other
didn't
times
take me out of it
like...
as much.
Yeah. Like
but the people are
yeah, no,
distracting.
Everything when they're doing the weird time travel hamster ball thing, that all looks terrible and was apparently on purpose, which I don't believe.
No, of course not.
But, like, sometimes it would look fine. Other times it'd be like, that looks not amazing. But it wasn't the worst, I guess.
The first situation the Flash is in is he's called in. He has to go to Gotham because Batman needs help.
Oh, this is... Okay, sorry.
Stopping criminals who have somehow blown up a skyscraper.
No, blown up a hospital.
A hospital, yeah.
From underground to steal something.
A suitcase with a virus in it.
Yeah.
And Batman's... I will say, a lot of daytime Batman in this movie... appreciated. I like a daytime Batman. It's fun.
I actually kind of liked the suit. The blue was a choice.
I like the blue. I didn't like the weird rings all around the suit. The six-pack rings.
I didn't see the rings.
Or the weird, like, he has, like, the body armor on the outside. Like a weird exoskeleton.
It kind of just reminded me of, like, the Arkham Knight suit. I kind of like a more, like,
armored-looking
Batman.
I
but...
like a clothy Batman.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, I...
Like Adam West. We'll get to.
But yeah, I liked it. I felt like the voice was weird, and then I realized, oh, there's no robot.
Weird vocoder over
Yeah, there's no vocoder over him. That's why it sounds weird. I'm not used to it.
Yeah, I turned voice mod off. Yeah, it's really bizarre. But I just did... What was weird about it was like, so dark. Like, the situations wasn't like, oh... This lady's about to get crushed by rubble. It was like, these babies are about to be...
Like, yeah, this building just blew up and is about to collapse. Also, there's an entire maternity ward of babies that are about to fall out of a window and do.
And hopefully there were only, like, six babies in there. Because
and one
otherwise...
gets thrown in a fucking microwave and cooks.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about when we get that shot. Because that's going to be a great meme reaction.
Yeah.
A Flash putting a baby in the microwave. Because it's, like, horrible. And then one's going to get stabbed in the face with scalpels.
Yeah, one's going to get acid thrown on it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why that was even in there. Like, okay.
And there's, like, that's a Gotham hospital for you.
Yeah, that's true.
But other than that, it was a fine action scene. I think Ben Affleck definitely killed all those guys in classic Batman fashion in the car.
Oh, absolutely. Like, because, I mean, the thing that I think of immediately is there was, like, the civilian cars that got, like, pushed in the middle, and he just throws them to the side, and they, like, explode.
He's never cared.
It's like, there's civilians in there.
I know. And at this point, I've just accepted it. I've accepted murder Batman. That is no longer the interesting debate to me. It's just... It is what it is.
The weird thing about that whole thing is, like, when Barry is, like, basically on the phone with Bruce, and he's just calling him Bruce with civilians around. There are so many people around, and he's just calling him Bruce. And then when they're alone, he calls him Bat. It's, like, very reversed.
That's interesting. Even the Batman that we see at the very end of this movie calls him out on that more than Ben Affleck does.
Yeah, like
he tries to do the reverse of that and
just,
gets
just calling him Bruce.
That's
like
what
with
Aquaman
people
did,
around.
Justice
like,
yeah.
Do people just know that Bruce Wayne's Batman in this universe?
Yeah,
does nobody care?
It's an open
like,
secret by now.
It just struck me as very strange. I was like, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
The emotional core of this movie, because this movie's kind of the Flashpoint paradox. Not really. I just reread it.
Not really, because it doesn't matter and doesn't change
doesn't
anything.
Matter, but the basic plot is that Barry Allen wants to go back in time and save his mom and prove his dad's innocent, which is, in classic Flash fashion...
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, that's what he wants to do. I understand it's a good emotional core, because it was good when it was in a comic book a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't buy any of that in this. I don't buy the relationship with his dad or with his mom. at any point.
Mostly because there's maybe, what, two or three scenes in the whole movie with his mom? We get very sidetracked off of saving his mom because it changes from we need to save my mom to we need to stop Zod in this universe that has none of the people that I know in it.
Yeah, because Superman 9/11 is happening.
But there's no Superman or literally anyone other than Michael Keaton Batman for some reason.
And more on the point of babies being terribly killed. Superman was killed as a baby. You're right, is what I'm saying. Zod killed baby Superman.
Oh, yeah, they like experimented on baby Superman and he died.
Good movie for the kids.
That's kind of just like glossed over because then it's more focused on, oh, she's mad about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's beating up Zod. And he's getting thrown around really easily. Like, that was weird. But
and she's been in the atmosphere for a split second.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens in the parallels of the Flashpoint comic. Other than that, or the electric chair thing that they did. I was shocked that they did that. Actually, I thought that was good when he like, re-electrocutes himself to get his powers back.
I don't think this movie knows how terrible getting fucking hit with lightning is. People die from one strike of that.
He looked pretty gross, though. He looked pretty gross.
Three or four
throughout
the entire movie. Most people don't survive from one.
Comic book, Franny, comic book. I'm just saying I was surprised that that happened. I was also scared that Michael Keaton Batman had an electric chair just in his house.
Yeah, that was
he's a fucking Adams family or something.
Yeah.
There's that, and then the whole Supergirl thing. That's what happens with Superman in that. Superman got abducted like the second he got here, so he's like a real skinny kid, and then he gets into the sunlight, and then he takes out all the bad guys at the end or whatever. It's the same thing, only that was a lot better. Although I will say Supergirl I liked. That was a bright spot for me. I thought she was
fine.
She was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That was probably one of the better parts of the movie, but I was kind of in the middle on it. She did fine.
There's
I didn't have any problem.
There's potential there.
Yeah, but we're never going to see her again.
You don't know that. What's happening.
I'm pretty goddamn sure.
Nobody knows what's happening.
She dies.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible for her to live.
Also,
Michael Keaton dies and is impossible to save. That's like whole point of the end of the movie.
I forgot about that.
We're not
that.
Seeing her again.
Okay, jumping
ahead. She got her blood sucked.
Now that we're just talking about the end of the movie, did the other Flash, the weird evil's giant purple doomsday monster Flash, did he kill Barry Allen's mom? Or do we just not know what happened?
What do you mean?
Because in the comic books, it's like, oh, Reverse Flash went back and killed Barry Allen's mom when he was a kid as, like, future revenge on the Flash. Because he's like, I hate the Flash. So
I didn't know about that.
That's the
cycle. I
don't
know very much about the Flashpoint thing.
That's the
cycle. That's actually really funny.
I know,
how are
good.
You so petty that it's like, I'm going to kill your mom, and you're going to be so sad about it your whole life, and it was me.
It's
like, I don't even know you.
No, that's good.
I don't know
that's
you yet.
Yeah, I know, that's why it's good. It's smart. But in this, there are like weird hints where the other Barry Allen is like, yeah, I know, your mom died. It's like, how does he know that? Did he go back in time and kill her? Who killed her then?
Because nobody.
All we know is that his dad didn't kill her. So was she in the kitchen? She fell on her own knife and fucking died?
No, it's just somebody killed her, but it's
who?
Just, I don't
George
know.
George Clooney?
Yeah, it was fucking George Clooney. That'd be really funny.
That would be really funny.
No, from what I understand it is... Also, it's so hard to take the emotional core of this fucking movie seriously.
When it's about a can of
it's
tomatoes.
All reliant on a can of literally the end of this movie. I couldn't take it seriously because they try to have this big emotional moment and it's just fucking the entire movie is solved by unbuys your can of fucking tomato paste.
And it was Life is Strange, Franny. Once again,
I don't even
you
want
have to admit it was this time.
Yes, it was. You win. Congrats.
Two great pieces of media. Sharing everything together.
But yeah, no, so that future Flash is the young 18-year-old Flash.
And he's gone through every single possibility trying to save Michael Keaton's Batman and Supergirl from dying in really unceremonious ways.
Dying in really unceremonious ways in the most boring battlefield I have ever seen in a superhero movie. They are literally in a white void. They are nowhere.
I love that they created a big tornado of smoke and fire around General Zod for that fight. Thanks, guys.
Where are they?
Fucking New Mexico, I guess, or something.
Yeah, like, it's like it doesn't even look natural. It's like white. Like, it's just like untextured land. I don't know where in the U.S. that is.
The Avengers compound.
Yeah, so it has nothing to do with, like, I think whoever killed Barry Allen's mom is literally just a nobody. They were just never caught.
That seems relevant to me.
No, there's no relevance, because that weird evil Barry or whatever is just the future version of that younger one.
You look good, though.
No.
You're right.
He looked like garbage. I don't know how he even ended up like that.
It looked like CW.
Also, how did he age?
I don't know, Franny. I don't know what you want me to say about this movie.
It's so stupid.
So
also, now I understand why the actor for Zod didn't like making this movie. He literally wasn't in it. He didn't do anything.
He has nothing to do. He just rants about Krypton once and says he killed Superman as a baby, and that's about it.
You know what?
And the CGI Zod got batted around for a little bit. She beat him up pretty good sometimes.
She beat him up really easily, and then got stabbed once and died? Like, I was really confused about that, because I was like, it's Supergirl. She's going to be fine.
Yeah, I didn't think she was going to die from that.
She just died. Like, it wasn't even like a fucking like kryptonite knife or anything. It was just...
Well, maybe it was.
It was.
It's this weird, like, Ezio like hidden blade, isn't it?
I guess. I guess it could have been. But I feel like usually they try to make
that still wouldn't kill you. That wouldn't kill Superman, would it?
Getting
stabbed with kryptonite? Lex Luthor stabs him with kryptonite and Superman returns. He lifts a fucking island.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, no matter how you explain it, it doesn't make sense. Like, oh, did getting her blood sucked out of her body kill her? Did they suck every drop of blood out of her body and then leave? Like,
she looked the same.
Why was she, like, whatever,
also,
it's fucking stupid.
Batman first dies, and I know this is like right at the end, basically, but Batman first dies, he explodes in the Batwing by trying to crash into the big Zod ship.
Which is, like...
funny.
It's funny, and also... no, continue.
And we'll the second time he dies, he fights this big Kryptonian brute guy.
Just gets thrown on the ground a little too hard.
And he just falls over because he's elderly, and he dies.
Yeah, because he's fucking, like, in his 70s and gets thrown on the floor and just can't get back up. Because, obviously, he's 70.
And he's like, thanks, Barry, for bringing me in. Not the reaction I would have.
No, it was really confusing. Oh, no, never mind. I worked it out in my head. Never mind.
No, I guess it wasn't that confusing. Oh, we saw naked Ezra Miller for a little while.
Yeah, several times, which was concerning because of his... several war crimes that he's committed.
Oh yeah, one of Ezra Miller's knocked the teeth in the other ones. But I will say, you know what? The doubling effect always looked good. I was never like, they're not talking to each other.
Yeah, no, that was actually very convincing, which was surprising.
Just trying to point out the little good things in here, Franny, because I want to fucking die. Should we just talk about the Michael Keaton stuff then? Is there anything that happens in between like the 10-minute mark and the 40-minute mark?
Literally, they are just fucking around doing absolutely nothing.
Iris West is
in
it.
Oh, here's the thing.
He meets the other version of himself.
How does he lose his powers? Is it because he got struck by lightning again?
But they both got struck by lightning, though, and he had his powers when he got there. Yeah, did he get reverse struck by lightning?
Because it went through him and into the new one, so it literally just passed through in the lightning bolt, and then he just lost his powers?
Yeah, I guess so.
Also, why didn't it work the first time? Why did Supergirl have to lift him into the sky and do all the dramatic shit and him get struck a second time and then that worked? There was no chemicals that time. He just got struck by lightning. This movie doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know, and I wish it didn't exist because it didn't.
It shouldn't.
It didn't answer any questions either. It's not like, oh, now I see what the future is.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they reset it. No, they didn't. They unfucked everything at the end. Everything's fine.
This is actually a really good counterpoint to No Way Home in a way, because it's like the end of No Way, you know, start of No Way Home, the emotional crux of that movie is like everybody knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. That is something he has to deal with the whole movie. He has to carry the weight of that. The end of the movie makes the hero sacrifice to let everyone in the whole world forget him. The one thing he didn't want to happen, that way he can preserve his identity. It's like there is an emotional arc of immaturity with Doctor Strange, and then by the end, he makes the decision, the important decision. In this, I don't understand any character's motivation to do anything. He killed his mom, and that was, like, a good thing.
I mean, yeah.
He re-killed his mom.
I'm just confused about why this movie exists. Because, like, in my mind, the Flash from the DCEU, I don't imagine would care this much about this universe. Because he justifies it, oh, this is the universe where my mom lives or whatever. Okay?
So, Michael Keaton is Batman.
But barely. He's not even the same Batman. He's a completely different character and a way worse one.
Is that true?
I feel like it.
So
it doesn't feel like him at all.
He just looks like Michael Keaton and has all the same tech.
I mean, okay, it might be the same one technically. To me, it doesn't feel like the same character in the slightest.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't feel like the logical progression of the character from that movie at all.
Though this is the big problem with the whole movie, really. Not really the whole movie, but with this entire Batman subplot, which is, like, a huge part of this movie, and the main appeal to go and see it, is that could have been any Batman from any point in time. There's nothing about him being Michael Keaton Batman that makes him special.
No, that's not true. He says his quips out of, like, in context, they don't make sense in conversations. He just says things. And then everyone claps and cheers because they remember that line from the movie.
From 30 years ago when they were happier.
Yeah, also, incredibly old, decrepit Batman remembers those things that he said that one time to the Joker.
Franny. And also, I just want to talk about the marketing, because anything interesting in this movie you've seen or you can predict. The only...
Also, this movie is 2.5 hours long. You've already seen it in the trailers. Just watch the trailers and you've got it.
No, don't see this. The only quips that he even does, by the way, the only callbacks are already in the trailers.
Yeah, there's
nothing
no surprises.
Else. There's not like another reference in this movie that you haven't already seen. They put all the cool stuff in the trailers. I might feel a little differently about some of this if I hadn't seen all the stuff that I liked already.
Like, I feel like it would still be bad.
Yeah, that's true, but maybe certain things wouldn't be as bad.
I don't know.
Some of
there was only one
cool
surprise that was enjoyable, and it was just because it was fucking stupid.
That's true, that's very true. But, okay, we have to keep talking about Michael Keaton. A big problem with that is, like, when we saw the two Spider-Men again, we caught up with them, we found out what they've been up to for the last 20 years.
We get nothing from this one.
No elaboration at any point about what's happened for the last 30 fucking years.
The only thing we get is that, and it's not even directly stated, but because Barry from that universe says that he saw Batman on the news when he was a kid, he was still active up to within the last 10 years-ish, I would guess.
Sure.
That's all we get. Yeah. It's just, oh, he was still on the news when I was a kid. I saw the Batmobile when I was little.
But also, it's 2013.
I guess, but... then, like,
I don't know. I don't know. And Alfred's dead.
Yeah, Alfred's super dead.
And when we first see Batman,
but it's also, that kind of makes sense, because it'd be a shock if Alfred was still somehow alive when he's that old.
Of course. No, it's fine. It's just like, I'm talking about things that we learn. There's nothing. There's no elaboration. It's not like, oh, he settled down with Vicky Vale or something.
Yeah,
it's just like, no, nothing happened.
He's alone and is a weird old man living in his mansion, and
when you first see him, he has long hair and a beard,
which is
and he's
worst
and he's
decision
hiding
ever.
In a closet, and he has like a full action sequence in the kitchen where you don't see his face because it's not Michael Keaton. That's supposed to be a big reveal when you see him.
I hate this trope that has been happening in like every multiverse thing, where you go to an alternate universe where the superhero is lame and then they become cool again. Because it happens every single time, and I am getting really tired of it at this point.
Peter B. Parker is the only good
version.
It's
the only time that it's worked.
And it's great.
Yeah, like...
But here we are.
Stop doing this. Like, it's just annoying.
He wasn't cool again, either. He still sucked.
Yeah.
like in Batman.
Okay, the thing that I don't understand. We know how Michael Keaton, Batman, fights in that movie.
Yeah. He's learned, I guess.
Did the fighting in this movie feel like Michael Keaton Batman fighting at all? Because it just felt like they gave Ben Affleck's choreography to him.
That's what
which,
I'm saying.
No.
It could have been any Batman.
Yeah. The only thing that they kept is that the neck still doesn't work this far into the future.
The neck doesn't work, and at one point he has like a Palm Pilot flip phone thing that he uses to hack into something, which could have been funny. Like, that's fine. But he didn't have other outdated technology, really.
Yeah, because he had the super advanced bat computer.
He did.
So it's like, like, does he only update certain things? Like,
I hope you guys just like looking at the Batmobile. By the way, I hope you didn't want to see it do anything.
Yeah, because it's never used. Also, does he still maintain the Batwing? Does he still use it?
Because like covered in cobwebs when he took it out.
It was literally like decaying in the Batcave, and it still functions just fine. That's not how like anything works. Like, you have to actively maintain it, and it looks like he hadn't touched it.
Batwing design's still great, Franny.
I mean,
it was great when they made it 40 fucking years ago.
Yeah, it was great when it was, you know, still creative and its own thing, and not used to fight Zod's aliens, and then crashed into an alien ship and did absolutely nothing because the shield had a ship, or because the fucking ship had a shield on it. This movie's bad.
They go to Russia and they get Supergirl.
But they also say it's the Arctic, which I don't think they were meant to keep that in.
Yeah, they fucked up.
Stupid.
And Batman does the action scene that you saw in the trailer where he swoops around, and that's the Flash. We don't have to talk about anything else. That's it. Nothing else happened at the end of this movie.
The thing about this movie is like as uninteresting and how much nothing happens in this movie. I feel like it was fine, I guess. I didn't have any strong feelings about it. I could have walked out of that movie and been like, that was a completely forgettable experience that I felt nothing towards, and that's okay.
That's still not okay, Franny. It's a $200 million movie that took 10 years to
make. I would have preferred that than this completely dog shit ending, because I hated it.
So
I despise the ending of this movie, and it completely ruined the entire thing for me, which I already didn't like the rest of the movie very much anyway. It somehow made a very boring movie terrible.
I like looking over at you during it, though. It's funny.
It's bad. So, and I never have strong feelings about any of these movies.
That's not true. That's occasionally not true.
That's what I'm saying. This is a rare occasion where I have very strong feelings, and they're very negative.
So what you're saying is you want more movies like The Flash?
No!
Oh, okay.
I want to be indifferent.
Well, you can't today, Franny.
Yeah,
because
no.
They brought many people back from the dead. Is there anything else?
And they brought people that were very shocking.
Is there anything else before we do this?
Well, okay.
Anything you want to get off your chest?
Anything like unrelated, or like,
yeah, like you went to Hawaii and maybe assaulted some people or something.
No, you're supposed to have forgotten that by now. We're too far into the movie.
Because you were so good in the movie, right?
Yeah. No, I have nothing else to say about this movie other than how terrible the ending is. So
okay, let's do this.
Okay.
So what happened, Franny? Tell me what happened at the end of The Flash.
So
I want to hear you say it.
How far back are we starting? Like,
oh, what did you think of the weird sawed-off Batman costume?
Terrible.
Okay, looks... that's the only other thing.
I feel like it looks better in the movie than it does in the trailers, but I really don't like either of the suits in this movie.
I like the idea of that suit.
I like the idea of it, but the execution of it is just like really unappealing to look at.
Yeah, it's bad.
Also, I hate how uncomfortably large the bulge in the Flash suit is in this movie. It's so bad. I hate it.
Yeah, it's very shiny. It's a very plasticky suit.
The suit is so shiny, and it just looks so fake. I couldn't tell if it was a real suit or a CG suit. It looks terrible either way.
They made jokes about Eric Stoltz being Marty McFly, because he was originally Marty McFly, and they shot most of the movie with him as Marty McFly, and then they like fired him for some reason, and then cast Michael J. Fox in the role. So this is an evil timeline.
Oh, I guess this movie has an interesting take on multiverse stuff, I guess. Just kind of like...
What? Oh,
I
understand.
It affects past and future because time's more complicated
than just
like a straight line. That was a good
explanation. The spaghetti explanation was a good explanation.
That was actually, I think, a decent scene. I actually...
Mm-hmm. Agree.
I followed it. It made sense. I liked it.
Oh, you know what? How do you feel about the fact that the Flash is in Man of Steel retroactively? Saving people on the ground.
That was stupid.
I kind of like it.
It was pretty whatever.
Also, when they first started showing like the convenience footage that's supposed to prove his dad innocent, I thought it was the footage from Batman v Superman at first, where he's in the convenience store.
Oh.
That Batman watches
it's
on
like,
his
phone.
It's
like, what does this have to do with his dad?
Yeah. I thought it was, and Bruce Wayne like fixed the footage. somehow.
I'm really confused about that. And I
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it too much. Because
yeah,
I just want you to tell me.
Yeah, there's,
so
a, there's
Batman,
a reason
Supergirl
we'll talk about.
Keep dying and Young Flash is getting mad about it.
Yeah, and he keeps going back in time over and over and over again and getting things stabbed into his body and him just being cool with it.
Oh, yeah. He got, like, stabbed with a piece of, like, Kryptonian
Every
shrapnel.
Time he'd come back, he had new shrapnel in his body.
Yeah.
And he was just fine.
But also, like, the first time, he had, like, a full action sequence after he got that shrapnel in his arm, and he used it as, like, a weapon.
Yeah.
He didn't react to it.
Yeah, no, didn't react to a very large piece of shrapnel.
He also got shot
in his
earlier.
Arm. Oh, yeah, he got shot in the leg, and that's kind of, that was fine. Like, that's, like, literally the Flash's biggest weak, but
Ultimate Spider-Man
actually,
syndrome.
Does the Flash have like
syndrome.
Accelerated healing?
He does.
Okay, because okay, then maybe
I guess it's fine.
Because
I just
was
don't
like,
know why that even happened.
It was supposed to be funny because he reacted to getting shot in the leg. I don't know.
They're very funny.
But yeah, I just forgot that the Flash had accelerated healing. So when they were like, "Oh, it's working," because his body's healing from the lightning strike, I was like, does he do that?
I like that they look really messed up when they pulled him down the first time.
Yeah,
from lightning.
I do like that he actually looks very...
It's really gross.
Yeah, very incredibly gross and charred, as he should.
Yeah. You're dodging the question for
yeah,
me.
I keep dodging it because it's fucking stupid.
You have to say the words out loud.
Yeah, okay, so Young Flash keeps going back in time over and over again, and we keep getting this flash of something.
Yeah,
big, scary purple man. And he tries to fight the Flash and is revealed, oh, it's the future version of the Young Flash. Because he, I guess, spent an indefinite amount of time
trying to save Supergirl and Batman.
Yeah.
Two of the least consequential people, you could say.
Yeah. Because he's a superhero and he's supposed to save people.
Also,
it felt incredibly out of character for that.
They were in such a like easy situation to get them out of. Also,
it's like just
go back to like Russia.
Yeah,
like, how far
like,
back can you go? You can go back to when you were a child.
Yeah, like I don't understand because it the way that they went over it in the movie, it seems like he was going back to that fight over and over and over again.
Yeah, like.
Like, go further, like, try other things.
He went as far back as, like, we saw them go the first time. I will say, I was, like, I, like, slowly realizing that it's, like, oh, this is one of those moments that Batman was talking about where, like, some things always happen.
Mm.
I was, like, before they told me that, I was, like, oh,
yeah,
that's smart. And then
they built
me.
Up to it. Like,
yeah.
There was a scene earlier in the movie where they're, like, yeah, Alfred exists in this universe and Bruce Wayne exists in this universe. So, like, there's things that are consistent and supposed to happen.
Here.
Zod is still here. Because
that's what always happens. In every universe is the Zod invasion from Man of Steel with the world engine. Canon event?
Why was that the one canon event for the fucking DCEU was that Zod will always be here and Zod will always cause
9/11? I don't know. It's 9/24 or something.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that it's still September, when he started
yeah,
saying
I hate
it,
it,
I was
like
so
September,
excited.
Or no, that's the day that he became the Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like September 24th or whatever.
But that means that he... That
oh, yeah,
means
but,
it was like the same day.
No, it was the day after. Which, because he got electrocuted that night and then the morning after was when
It couldn't
Zod
have been after,
up.
Though, because he was there. Oh, you're saying that the Zod was after.
Yeah, Zod
okay, yeah,
was,
yeah.
was literally the day after. Which I'm also...
Wow, he was really good at saving that one kid then on his first day.
I mean, the way that the movie went, I assumed it was only a day. But either way, if that's
years.
The case, why was our Flash so shocked when Zod showed up? Like, I get that it's, like, surprising that it happened at all in that universe, but, like, you know what day it is. Like, this happened to you. Like,
never forget.
Yeah, never forget 9/27, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. So
never forget 7-Eleven where you got that can of tomato.
Hell yeah.
The can of tomatoes.
But yeah, so old, very stupid Flash was like, I created a time paradox where I pushed you out of your little gerbil ball so that you could bring me here and I could do the loop over and over again. And then tries to kill our Flash for some reason. And what a shock, he fails because he stabs himself and then disappears.
But there's all the different universes, Franny, all the Earths.
Yeah, I guess
start to appear.
I guess that Flash doing all this over and over again means that all of the universes are converging, and they do the most predictable things you could probably imagine.
except for maybe one.
That was not predictable at all.
Yeah, I didn't expect that one at all.
I don't know if I actually thought they would do what I said they would do, but then they did it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I actually believed
it was
it
like
happen.
The easiest thing they could have done. And was
also
really
the,
weird to me.
The scariest, most disrespectful thing they could have done.
So they CG'd Christopher Reeves back to life next to Supergirl, which I'm like, somebody remembered that Supergirl existed?
Back. Supergirl's back.
So like, okay, I don't understand.
Before that, Franny goes further back than that because you see like George Reeves' 30s black and white Superman. And then you
see
Jay
and you
Garrick.
See, like, old Flash.
And then it goes... And it's like CG, and it looks like fucking Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Like,
it really,
that's what
yeah.
the character models look like.
It's like PS2, PS3 era like graphics. It's real bad.
It's like Ready Player One, where they're like going through the different worlds, and yeah. you see that, and they pass that, and then they you see like Adam West, Batman off to the side. He's there, back from the dead.
Which I guess was surprising, but I mean, I don't know if they should have done that.
I was like... surprised constantly. That's not my problem, is that I was surprised. And then you saw Christopher Reeve, and yeah, fucking Helen Slater, Supergirl, flies down.
Okay.
So... And he looks like a fucking cartoon character, but would it have been scarier if he looked real?
Okay, I think that they didn't CG him in. I think they reused footage, because he looked
no.
fuzzy. He did not look like he blended in with everything else. He looked fuzzy.
You thought that looked like a human man?
Vaguely.
Wow.
I mean, it could be that they did both for some reason. I just feel
like
he
looked like a weird 2011 fan film.
I just feel like he looked fuzzy.
Okay.
To where like his video quality was like worse than like everything else.
Interesting.
So I don't know if it was like intentional or something.
You don't think they brought him back?
Supergirl from the also looked kind of similar.
Because if they just, I'm okay if they use footage of him. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm
it
just
might
worried that
be
they targeted
Christopher Reeves, which would be really fucked up. If it's reused footage, then that's different. I personally
definitely a CGI Adam West though, right?
it's like far enough back that it's like kind of hard to tell, but it's probably a CG one. I'm just thinking, like, to me it looked like the like quality of it just looked off.
Okay.
So I
think maybe I was distracted by my disbelief that
maybe.
I couldn't take it in.
I mean, I'll have to wait till somebody posts
it
this
just
online.
Looked like
to look
a
at
fucking
it
CW show. This
yeah,
whole movie.
Either way, it looked really bad. I was not a fan.
And they cut back to him later too.
Yeah, they go back to it like twice and it's real bad.
But what's the good part of the movie?
The one good one is that they finally let Nicolas Cage be Superman, except he's fighting a like weird spider thing. That's
what happens in the 90s script.
Does it?
He was going to fight a giant spider. So that's like
okay.
actually like
so
what it was going to be.
In that case, that's cool.
That is,
but it's
that is
weird, gross CGI Nicolas
Cage. Oh, he looks
Cage.
Like ass, but that's fun. Like that's actually
the fact
fun.
That it's there at all, I'm happy about
that.
Because
that doesn't
that's
exist.
Cool.
Even though he was a Superman, he was Superman in the Teen Titans Go movie. Like, there he did it.
It's, like, different,
but
they, it's not
yeah,
the same.
It's true. It's
his
true.
Face wasn't there.
That's true. So that was genuinely surprising. That was the one moment where I went, oh! And then I slumped back into my seat as hard as I could as they cut back to Christopher Reeve.
So I was a little confused.
Really?
When yeah. What a surprise.
I find that hard to believe.
Because... the context...
They brought Christopher Reeve back from the dead, Franny. I'm pretty sure they did. You don't think they
no,
did?
No, they probably did.
I think they probably
I,
did.
I think that's more likely than them using the reused footage. I just think it looked weird.
And Supergirl was there.
I can't believe anybody remembered that Supergirl existed
think,
other than us.
I think it's supposed to be like, oh, here's things that you never thought you'd see. Because they're always talking about Superman in Supergirl, and he was supposed to be in it. And it never happened.
Yeah,
Nicolas
you finally
Cage
got what you wanted.
Nicolas
like,
Cage was supposed to be Superman. He never was. You got what you wanted. But, like, I think that's what you're supposed to feel. But nobody fucking cares.
Yeah, like, these things are, like, so old that, like, no one was asking for this anymore.
What is a normal person who wants to go see The Flash going to think?
Nicolas
Cage shows up.
They're like, what?
Yeah,
and then
that's
they're
what
gonna,
I was like,
and then
too.
They're going to, like, Google it, and they're going to find, like, go down the rabbit hole of it. Or they're just going to assume that they missed a movie because they're the average person. So they're just going to be like, oh, Nicolas Cage played Superman at some point. Okay.
You just cannot wrap your head around why everything looks like Beowulf.
It
looks like a Christmas Carol frame. It looks like Mars Needs Moms.
It looks like the Scorpion King.
It looks
sure.
like the Scorpion King.
But okay, because all they do with this is they're just like watching the things that are happening with the Flash. They're just looking into like a portal and then the portal just closes. So, like, what were all of them doing before?
It's like Darkseid. It's like at the in the Snyder Cut when the big portal's there and Darkseid's
oh my
just
God.
Like watching.
Okay. Speaking of this, the thing that made us both crack up very loudly the second it showed up, this movie had two Thor Love and Thunder moments very close to each other.
Oh, when his head shows
where
up.
Where his
yeah.
head pops out of a little hole in reality. And it looks bad. It looks
great.
So bad.
It was great. yeah, it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's real bad.
In a movie full of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
We will never be able to stress enough, like, this is the worst looking movie I've seen in like, 2 decades. Like, I cannot think.
It's
like,
so
what's the
rough.
Last... Because like, Thor Love and Thunder looks better than the... Like, the
yeah.
bad CG in
overall,
that looks
that
better.
Movie looks so much better than this.
Than this.
I can't even remember the movie.
And
like,
this looks
the last
fine when there's
had.
No CG elements. Like, it's just, it looks like a movie.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, this is a green screen. It looks fine.
It's not even just the CG elements. It's the
it's
weird
the
time travel.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything involving the weird time travel and people's faces. Because they zoom in really close. They
so,
want you to look at every
like
detail
Tron
and they
Legacy.
Don't look like humans.
Because they're so confident.
And they're like, this looks so good.
That's the shitty
and
part.
We're like, it looks so bad.
They're like trying to show off. And it
yeah,
looks
like,
ass.
It's like you are showing off in the sense that a toddler shows off their macaroni painting and we're like, good job. We're putting it on the fridge. And then we crumple it up and throw it in the fucking garbage because it's terrible.
Brain should not have kids ever. Somebody should go back in time and steal the tomatoes from his mom.
Yeah, they should so that she could die.
She could die. That's what happens. Oh, my God.
Okay, we're not even done with the ending of this movie.
I don't want
to
be.
We just started with the ending. So... We go
we
to all those.
About the very ending.
Yeah, so we go through all those, and then all the portals close because the Flash it dies and turns into dust. So crisis averted.
Crisis on Infinite Earths averted.
Yeah, no universe reset like we thought. Because I think I would have appreciated if they took the very brave move of actually destroying the DCEU at the end of this movie.
That would have been great.
I think that would have been great.
That's
that
what I'm
literally
gonna do.
Just the Flash fucks up so badly that the universe like implodes on itself.
They forgot.
I wish they would have had the bravery to just like all the universes they showed, just destroy all of them, like just crumple it up and let them explode. I think that would have been more fun.
So you
but,
don't think the worlds converged? You don't think the worlds were smashed into each other?
No, I think
that's
that
what
was
I thought
completely
happened.
Undone.
Oh.
We literally, because literally, as we see the flash turn into dust, the lip like the little orbs that those universes were in, they had to like partially run into each other. They started pulling back apart after, like nothing, like everything's fine, nothing happened, like everything that happened in this movie didn't actually happen because weird time traveling Flash is dead. So
he goes back
nothing,
and
yeah.
he wins the case. How did he get his dad on the security camera?
Okay, I think that Bruce Wayne faked that footage.
What?
Because
yeah.
when he goes back
he
in time...
He should have looked like the CGI version of himself then.
When he goes back in time to save, or to not save his mom, to kill,
his mom.
To get his mom killed by unbuying the tomato.
I love that that's the emotional like catharsis of this movie, is
yeah.
getting your mom killed is the right thing to do.
I also love that literally if he had just watched the footage all the way through... this movie wouldn't have happened.
That's my dream.
He didn't watch the clip enough to see his dad look up.
He didn't want to know.
Which was like, yeah. So, whatever. That's stupid, too. But, literally, because they very specifically show that Barry looks up at a security camera while he's standing by the tomatoes at the exact angle that his dad would have been at. So, I think Bruce Wayne faked that footage.
I don't know about that.
It doesn't make sense to me in any other way.
If it was Jim Carrey's Riddler, we know he's a master of faking footage because he faked the time that guy fell out the window.
That's at least how I understood it. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I didn't understand it at all. So that's
yeah.
fine.
That's what I got out of it. But also, it turns out that Barry Allen isn't in his actual own universe. He's in the universe of George Clooney Batman.
But is he?
No,
because Michael Keaton isn't. Is he in the Michael Keaton universe?
That's what I don't get. They don't give enough detail for us to know.
Also, George Clooney Batman is Michael Keaton Batman, technically.
Yeah.
So what's that?
Also, the way that George Clooney, like, Batman was talking to Barry Allen makes me think that there's a Barry Allen in that universe already. Because they know each other already.
Yeah, but don't you think...
So, like, what's happening in this, like...
Don't you think he's Barry Allen and Batman knows him, but he doesn't know Batman?
Yeah. That I think he doesn't know who that Batman is.
Well, it changes
is.
The past. So that Batman... I think the Barry Allen that Batman has always known is the one we know. But he just doesn't know
Maybe?
George Clooney.
That's possible.
Also, George Clooney doesn't say anything Batman-y at all. Like, he's just George Clooney.
He's just, yeah,
actor.
He's just playing himself. And that's literally how the movie ends. They end it on, like, a cliffhanger thing. Which, like, this isn't getting resolved. They're, like, resetting this in, like, two movies. Like, this isn't gonna matter. You're not getting a Flash 2. Like, there's no fucking way that this is getting resolved in any way.
You think this will make a lot of money? It probably will, right?
Probably. It's getting good reviews. People like the movie. So, yeah, it's probably going to make
money.
Yeah, because
they like Michael Keaton, the actor.
But I did see that this movie has to make the same amount of money that Matt Reeves' Batman made in order to be considered a success and be considered for a sequel. I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think that's going to happen?
No.
That movie made, what, like $800 million?
That movie made a lot of money from what I remember. I don't think this movie's good enough for people to see this enough times
people
for them
seem
to...
People seem to think it's pretty good.
I hope that this doesn't get a sequel.
It has
I don't
George Clooney
more
in it.
Of this.
What if James Gunn goes full baller and he just puts George Clooney in as his Batman? Because his Batman's
I
barely going to be in
I don't think they can
Batman
afford
movie.
Him.
That might be true.
Like, I don't think they can afford...
He clearly doesn't want to do it. I love this. Yeah. This movie is full of three Batmen who don't fucking want to be there.
Yeah, it's full... It's three Batmen that... don't want to be in this movie and don't want to have anything to do with this character that they played like 30 years ago. Like they probably...
Including Ben Affleck.
Yeah, like fucking Ben Affleck has been Batman for a surprisingly long time
like
now,
7 years.
I thought it's been longer than that.
Since 2016.
It's only been since 2016? Okay. I thought it had been longer than that.
That's still a long time for,
I mean,
for to have a Batman who doesn't even have his own movie.
Yeah, that's really sad.
And he's, like, the best Batman in this, by the way.
Yeah, and he's in it for 10 minutes. Like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's bookended by bored actors who know they're better than this.
Yeah, but,
Wonder Woman showed up.
She sure did.
Fucking Helen Slater, Supergirl, showed up.
The post-credit scene for this movie is maybe the funniest potential last scene of the DCEU. Because it's so nothing and so embarrassing and terrible that it is so fitting for the DCEU, in my opinion.
Because I'm telling you, they shot that like 5 years ago.
Yeah, like there's no way that was at all recently.
Yeah.
This is before anyone knew he was a criminal, for sure.
Yeah.
but...
Criminal.
It is literally just Aquaman and The Flash...
Hanging out
at a bar, walking through the street. Barry's trying to take Aquaman home, and he falls in a puddle, and he decides to stay in the puddle, and he gives him a ring from Atlantis, and then it just ends. Like, there was nothing to that. We sat through all the credits for that. That was the only post-credit scene.
Okay. My read of that scene is that he's not Aquaman in this universe, and that's just Arthur Curry, the guy. Because when they're talking, he's like, you're telling me that I'm this great, you know, like, king of the oceans or whatever? That's what he's saying, isn't he?
Is that what he said?
I thought so. I thought
I didn't.
Barry was, like, trying to convince him that he's, like, this great guy. Oh, also, Tamara Morrison shows up as Aquaman's dad for a second. They prank call him.
Oh, yeah, because I guess he
Cause named fuck
his
you.
Dog Arthur?
Yeah.
After his son that would have existed? Whatever.
Reference.
So... I didn't catch...
Bury me in the ocean, surrounded by my treasures.
Because, okay, I thought... I didn't catch that. Maybe he does say that.
Maybe I made it up to be more interesting.
Yeah, because if that's true, then yeah, I'm probably wrong.
That's why I thought he was... I thought the twist of the movie was, I thought it was Spider-Verse. Spoilers for Spider-Verse. Because if you haven't seen it, you should. So don't
see
spoil
it
for yourself.
More than once.
Yeah. You will
see it
will,
as many times
you
as you
will
can.
Want to. That's not a public service. Like, you'll
yeah,
see
no,
it once
like,
and be like, I'm going back in.
If you somehow haven't already, that is. Because, I mean, I think most people have seen it by
yeah,
now, probably.
But anyway, spoilers for the end of Spider-Verse. I thought it was like the Flash is in the wrong universe and that's the twist. Or like he's in a universe where things are different.
Possible.
I thought that was the reset. Was like, oh, most things are the same, but some things are different because Batman's George Clooney now, and Aquaman's not Aquaman.
But even then, that's not a reset, because they're sure as fuck not keeping George Clooney in another Batman movie.
I know.
There's Aquaman 2 is coming out, so...
But I think this just makes... Okay, yeah, you're right, because I don't know what this is.
Because how
and it's
I...
it's not the Joel Schumacher universe.
How I understood it is that off-screen, Barry Allen had just gotten back to his universe, because he talks about, like, the thing he's telling Aquaman is that there's a bunch of universes where it's the same Batman, but he looks different. He's a different guy. Which implies that he went to more universes than just the one that was in this movie, and also saw George Clooney.
Well, because
so I guess it could either he could either be talking about that it was Ben Affleck, and then he saw another Batman.
Michael Keaton, and now he's seeing George Clooney. Because he's seeing three Batman.
That's
I thought
possible.
He was, like, saying that to him to try and explain. Because he's, like, trying to convince him he's Aquaman, that he's been on all these adventures and stuff. That's what I thought was happening.
But that doesn't make sense, because he has...
Nothing makes sense,
because he has all the Atlantean shit.
Christopher Reeve came back from the dead. He didn't die in 2010 or whatever. He came back from the dead.
Yeah, maybe I was just
so... The Superman curse isn't real, Franny.
Maybe I was so distracted by how terrible... The movie
He's
ended that I didn't realize what happened.
They locked the real Christopher Reeve in the tank that Supergirl was held in. He's still alive. That was the real reveal of the movie, was that Christopher Reeve is still alive. And he looks better than
and
ever.
And he can walk.
Not only can he walk, he can fly.
The real reveal of this movie is that Christopher Reeve is actually Superman in real life. We just didn't know.
What happened when the World Engine showed up in Christopher Reeve's... What happened when Adam West had to fight the World Engine in Zod? What happened then, bitch? That's me talking to Andy Muschietti. Chapter 2 sucks, too. Fucker. You're one for three.
I am at a loss for words at the post-credit scene and the way that this movie ended in general. I don't know how to take it. I don't know how to process it.
Don't let it leave your head.
James Gunn
is just going to restart. He's just going to do what he's going to do. You're never going to see this
again. James Gunn isn't making it any better, because he's being as vague as possible.
I think it's because he doesn't care. I think it doesn't matter. I don't think any of this actually matters at all.
I think he probably not.
He probably put the Flash in the George Clooney universe because that's like a silly joke ending and we can never actually go back there. So we'll never see that again. And then he can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah. I'm more confused about the next two movies that are coming out, because those don't matter. They're DCEU movies, and that is already gone.
Next two. What's this other one? Oh, Aquaman.
Aquaman and Blue Beetle. Those are both coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
So we still have two more movies left in this universe that we already know is done with. But people were like, so what's happening with Blue Beetle? Like, what even is this? And James Gunn gave the brilliant answer of Blue Beetle is the first DCU character, but this movie is still part of the DCEU. What does that mean?
Maybe at the end of Blue Beetle, he falls into a fucking portal.
Well, okay.
And he's in the DCU now.
From what I was reading and stuff, there are people that think that this is a...
The Beatles from the other dimension, Franny. The Beatles from the DCU.
You think they're going to copy Spider-Verse?
Yeah. I think so.
No, I've seen...
He was bitten by the wrong beetle, Franny. Batman was supposed to be bitten by the beetle, and he got in the way.
I wish.
Well, you won't have to when it comes out.
So, I've seen people thinking that... James Gunn is just saying this to see how Blue Beetle does. If it tanks horribly, then they're going to ignore Blue Beetle. And if it does well, then Blue Beetle's part of the DCU now. People like Blue Beetle, so he's our first character.
There was like a split second where DC stopped caring about continuity and stopped caring about playing catch up, and they just let movies happen. And you could just kind of piece together that... like what movies were connected and what weren't. They didn't have to tell you. They didn't have to do a big embarrassing CGI. I can't imagine James Gunn watching fucking CGI Christopher Reeve and going, I love this. This is a great step.
I'm sure that the intern that runs his Twitter
said, I love The Flash.
On his Twitter, he said it's a 9 out of 10, that he loves this movie, and that it's such a funny adventure. Yeah, only 9 out of 10. Not a perfect 10 out of 10.
Interesting.
So there were, that implies that there are things he didn't like.
James Gunn and I will just have to agree to disagree on this one.
We're going to have to agree to disagree with about 80% of the people that have seen this movie, because it has...
Why are we such assholes, Franny? Why are we such joyless dicks?
Because we've seen too many of these.
No. This is only episode, what?
We've
like,
seen too many...
Cumulative 120 or something.
We've seen too many of these be bad, and we've lived through too many.
Franny, I'm going to tell you a little secret, okay? Uh-huh. DC has never had an idea of what to do.
Really?
Ever, okay?
Are you sure?
Not once. And sometimes they will just knock it out of the park, and it's never something that's connected to anything else. The mm-hmm. good ones are the ones that completely fucking stand alone, and anytime they try to do this, everyone makes fun of them forever, and they've never learned a lesson.
Nope.
So don't fucking see The Flash. Give some money to, like...
Spider-Verse.
Like, it's a Spider-Verse, or, like... a domestic abuse charity or like endangered minors charities. I'll fucking leave some charities in the description below, goddammit, and I will be donating because I feel
like,
bad.
Give your ticket and popcorn movie to one of those instead of seeing this garbage fire.
You don't need to see it if you really want to. If you really want to see.
You know what? Pirate this movie.
Pirate this movie. Well, no, you know what? Wait a couple weeks and then they'll probably just put it on HBO Max, or wait a couple weeks. And then you can just watch like a compilation of the Batman parts if you're curious about Michael Keaton. Because maybe if you watch them like back to back, it's fun. But it wasn't when
no,
I watched it.
I don't think so. Because it doesn't feel like the same character. They just made the same actor play a different Batman, who is the most boring live action Batman I think I've ever seen.
He has nothing
to him.
In the words of the great Harvey Keitel, just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character. And that is very true of Michael Keaton Batman.
That is very true of almost everyone in this movie.
Yeah. A joyless slog is how I would describe this.
Truly, truly a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah.
You will feel every minute of it, despite this being a movie called The Flash, with two different characters that are supposed to be very fast.
Watch Sonic 1 and 2. I'm not going to lie. Watch Sonic 1 and 2. Watch Days of Future Past. Watch The Eternals. That's
watch literally any movie with a speedster in it, and you'll have a much better time.
Watch the 10 seconds of the movie I liked at the very start when he was running and the world was like changing around him. That was the good part.
Also ignore his stupid, goofy run that I hate.
It's always been that way.
Yeah.
And we'll never see them again, hopefully in anything. Maybe they'll learn a lesson.
Can Ezra Miller just get arrested already?
Yeah, I know. When they had him in the electric chair, I almost leaned over to you again. That's probably too far. Okay, everybody. Don't find us anywhere. I'm going to go back in time and make it so we never started this fucking podcast. That way we never had to talk about The Flash.
Yeah.
This is the most, like, this feels like work right now for me to have to talk about this shit.
I mean, even when the movies are... like bad, I feel like we're not usually like, let's just do the episode later.
That's a new like, level of disinterest.
But I'm like,
but it's not that this movie's not interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, like I don't even think this movie's atrocious. I think that it's not great.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like we've talked about worse.
Yeah, probably we probably have.
And
talked about something that's supposed to be so catastrophic. My voice sounds different because I finally stood up and lying on the
ground. Yeah, Gabe has been laying on the ground for the past like 20 minutes.
Because my brain hurts.
Like, this movie was supposed to be the movie that like sets up the big DC universe reset.
Yeah.
And there are no consequences for the movie whatsoever. We end up exactly where we started. And even if there are any differences in this universe, we're not going to see them because there are two movies left and then the universe is getting reset. And I'm sure all of these people are being recast because fucking Jason Momoa is going to play fucking Lobo or whatever. He's not Aquaman anymore. And they're sure as fuck not going to be able to afford George Clooney in Batman the Brave and the Bold when they make that.
So what you're saying is it was a rousing success.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, I'm done talking about The Flash.
Yeah, please forget that this movie exists, just like I'm going to when I go into my eternal sleep tonight.
Yeah, watch The Batman instead.
This movie is exhausting.
Pretty, I'm just going to turn the podcast off now.
Yeah, please do.
I can't do it quick enough.
We'll be back.
We'll be back soon.
Whenever.
We should talk about some like real movies again.
We should finally get to the next
the Dark
Batman
Knight
movie.
Rises? Yeah.
Yeah. An actual good movie at some point.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
An actual movie at the
Compared
very least.
Compared to this, masterpiece. Bye, everybody. And I'm so sorry to the Reeve estate.
I'm so sorry to the Reeve estate and all the victims of Ezra Miller.
Charities in the link below.
Donate
for
to
real.
Them.
Actually do. Okay, bye.
This is why Superman works alone.